It was funny because, you know, we all have these stories and they tend to come up when you're not thinking about it. You know, while you're at work, you think about, wow, I wish I could tell a story, but I don't have a story. And then you realize you were thinking about one while you were at work and you should have had that report done and you didn't get done, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I thought about something that happened when I was a kid. I was probably about 7 years old. We had these neighbors. At the time, it was my brother and myself. And then next door, two other brothers, Everett and James. And we would play cowboys and Indians. And our cowboys and Indians was kind of like a mix of a shoot 'em up, bang, bang game and hide and go seek. And it was really interesting. I would pair up with the younger brother next door. So it would be myself and James versus my younger brother and James' older brother, Everett. And the whole deal was that we would get together and we'd talk about, okay, first off, who's going to be the cowboy and who's going to be the Indians? Well, that was a whole big thing. And this would be for the pre-political era of our lives, before we thought about race or anything like that. But every now and then, we'd fight over being the cowboys, because the cowboys was usually the white man, and the white man often won, all right? So we sat there and we said, all right, once we got that settled, how are we going to start this off? We'd start off the game, and it was funny. I mean, we were dressed to the hilt. We had the holsters, we had the badges, we had the cowboy hats, we had the feathers. I mean, we were like the village people before there were the village people, right? And the cool thing about it is that we even had the guns, bang, bang. We go around and we could put the imaginary cap in somebody's, you know, they were cap guns. And the funny thing, though, that I remember very fondly was that my buddy Everett, you know, he would be the pursuer. And this time I'm the Indian. And Everett would come chasing after us with his own theme music. That's right, I said theme music. And the thing about it, the theme music, it was lame. And this is how it would sound. Dun, 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 dun. Literally. And I'm not talking about a boombox. I'm not talking about, you know, little headsets or something. He literally hummed his theme music. Now, you guys have seen little kids, little boys, you know, between the ages of 5 and 8 years old running around the neighborhood. And you know, when we run, we run. How the hell are you going to go dun, 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 while you're running as fast as you could? The funny thing about Everett is that when he gained on you, the music got more intense. And we turn around, how the hell is he chasing us and humming at the same time? Now, the wild thing is, every now and then, we'd find a hiding spot. And we're like, damn, we got him. He'll never find us. He's not going to get us. And lo and behold, there's Everett. The music pace would go down. Dun, 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 dun. And we're looking. And James and I are looking at each other. He's not going to fight us. But then this little snickering would come out of us. And then the snicker would come into a subdued laugh. Next thing you know, Everett got us, because we just end up in this belly-aching laugh. Because it was so funny to us, even as kids, that this guy would actually run around humming, you know, his own theme music. And we were the idiots who would hide. We had some great hiding places, but you don't want to hide in these places when Everett is chasing you, because he's going to get you, even if he's slow. It's just the theme music that gets you. We would hide in the crab tree, literally fall out of the crab tree laughing. I mean, it was just that bad. Another hiding spot was the tin roof back porch that he would have. It was about 14 feet from the ground. It's a wonder we never broke anything and ended up going to the hospital. But the funny thing about Everett, you know, it's just really cool when I think about those old times and what we used to do. And I can't believe we were such idiots, the things we would get into. And I often sit back and I think about Everett. I haven't seen Everett in probably a good 15 or 20 years. And I wish the kid the best. I wish him the best. But I can imagine, after a hard day's work, Everett comes home. No. He goes into his bedroom. He looks at his wife, turns off the light. And there's theme music.